Another challenge facing educators: school violence and how to protect the students. In Massachusetts, recently, a student stabbed a counselor to death at a school in Springfield, and police foiled plans for a Columbine-like massacre in New Bedford. Now, one Massachusetts town has taken a radical step and installed a surveillance system that allows police to directly monitor students. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Ever since Columbine, schools have spent millions trying to make their buildings safe. Metal detectors, bulletproof glass, police patrols, and video cameras are now as much a part of many schools as chalkboards. But at the Tewksbury High School, just about an hour outside Boston, a surveillance system allows not only the principal to look into the library and the lunchroom, but it also allows the police to take a peek.
Based upon what's going on in the world, and when you talk about 9/11 and you talk about what's happened in some of our schools, it's a different world. And we're going to be prepared to be able to handle it.
Tewksbury Police Chief John Mackey says the new surveillance system would be invaluable in case of a crisis like Columbine. Police would be able to see and hear exactly what was going on inside the building, right from their computers at the police station, and even from their laptops in their cruisers.
The worst thing that I can think of is to be sitting in a school, hear gunshots go off, and have absolutely no idea what's going on inside, and have to make decisions on how we should act without the kind of information that this is going to provide us.
As you can see, we can get this into a bigger screen. I can click right up here to camera two, and we can even try to zoom in a little better if we can.
In the lobby of the Tewksbury Police Station, head dispatcher Edward Sullivan leans in close to a large computer screen, pointing and clicking on live images from the 29 cameras, some hidden and some not, that are strategically placed around the high school.
Right now you see in the library, you can see someone sitting there.
I think he's doing something embarrassing there.
I'd say he is doing something embarrassing in the library.
A young boy moves a finger away from his nose just as Sullivan clicks away to another camera.
We'll take that camera right off.
It's exactly the kind of thing that makes some people uncomfortable with Tewksbury's cameras. That is, that authorities will end up spying on kids who don't realize they're being watched and who are doing nothing wrong.
I can't believe it.
I don't even feel,
I feel like
safe.
I'm being watched.
I feel like I'm being watched by everybody.
Tewksbury High School junior David Harrington and senior David Ortega are hanging out in front of a pizza shop just a few blocks from school. They're the first to admit they've been in trouble, both with the school and the law. But as Ortega put it, we're not Columbine, and the cameras, he says, are overkill.
Makes me feel very uncomfortable being watched in that school. You know what I mean? I want to walk down the hall, kick it to a girl or something, and I just got cameras watching me, you know what I'm saying? Anything. It's just, I don't know. Would you like to have cameras being watched on you 6 hours a day?
I think this goes way over the top and way over what is acceptable. It's just rife for abuse.
Nancy Murray of the Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts says police surveillance of schools may be unconstitutional. Police insist the cameras are only for emergencies and for serious crimes. Both police and school officials keep tapes, which they've used, for example, to solve a recent purse snatching. They also say the cameras are an effective deterrent. For example, they say there are already fewer kids hanging around and smoking outside the school. But Murray says the surveillance system brings police and schools way too close for comfort, and she worries that may have a chilling effect on the learning environment.
This is the kind of technology that you would expect in a prison, but you do not expect in a school.
Besides, Murray says, schools are extremely safe and the likelihood of a Columbine-like massacre is minute. Tewksbury school officials agree. The cameras are an insurance policy, they say. They hope they'll never have to use. But Ken Trump, a consultant with the National School Safety and Security Service, calls it hypocritical to criticize schools for doing all they can to protect kids.
If you go through a fast food restaurant today and there's a surveillance camera monitoring you, and we don't complain about that, yet when we put some security strategies in place in our schools, we criticize that. And it's really ironic to me how hypocritical we are that we protect hamburger better than our kids across our society, and we apologize for protecting our kids.
Trump says giving police an eye into schools is the wave of the future. The systems can cost between $40,000 and $300,000. But Vanguard, the Massachusetts company that donated Tewksbury's system as a prototype, says it's already talking to more than a dozen other schools who want the same setup. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Tewksbury, Massachusetts.